The story of Eugene Bullard could not be any more fantastic if it were made up entirely and sold as a novel. Born in 1895 in Columbus, Georgia, to an ex-slave and a Creek Indian girl, Bullard was the seventh of 10 children. He was, by all accounts, a friendly, good-natured child, but suffered from the racism of his time and place. His father, Octave, a 6'4" stevedore, would comfort Eugene by telling him stories of distant lands, including France, where, Octave said, white folks are nice and polite to black folks. Shortly before his 11th birthday, Eugene ran away to France. On foot, he had no sense of geography. After a train trip to Atlanta, Eugene learned from gypsies how to care for horses and found work in stables and as a jockey in Dawson City, Georgia, then traveled to St. Andrews Bay, Florida, Montgomery, Alabama, and then by train to Newport News, Virginia, where he finally stowed away on a ship to Aberdeen, Scotland. He worked selling fish and in an amusement park, and, moving on to Liverpool, took up bodybuilding and learned to box professionally. In December of 1913, Bullard achieved his dream. He boxed in France and won. He then toured Europe with a troupe of black entertainers. On his 19th birthday, October 9th, 1914, Bullard, grateful to his adopted country, joined the French Foreign Legion. He fought in the trenches, miraculously surviving at battles such as Artois Ridge, where 2,000 of 4,000 legionnaires were killed, and in his company, only 54 of 240 survived. At Verdun, in February 1916, wounded, he received the Croix de Guerre for heroism. Recovered from his wounds, Bullard was accepted in flying school, earned his wings, flew combat missions, sometimes twice a day, often accompanied by his pet rhesus monkey Jimmy, and had a confirmed kill. Bullard was the first black fighter pilot in France and probably anywhere in the world. When the U.S. entered the war, American pilots flying for the French were all transferred to the American Expeditionary Force, all but one. The U.S. military would not have a black pilot. A decorated hero, Bullard was thrust emotionally back to Georgia at the age of 10. Bullard's life in France after the war was as varied and sensational as ever. He boxed in Egypt, played drums in bands in Paris, bought the nightclub Le Grand Duc from Ada Louise Smith, known as Bricktop, and had as customers there the Prince of Wales, Charlie Chaplin, Edward G. Robinson, Fitzgerald, and Hemingway. The black drummer in The Sun Also Rises is probably based on Bullard. In 1923, he married Marcelle Eugenie Henriette, 22, daughter of a countess. Bullard worked in counter-espionage just before World War II and then barely escaped to America by way of Lisbon, Portugal, in July of 1940. Back in the USA, he faced again the difficulties of prejudice. But in 1959, at age 64, he was honored at the French consulate in New York City, given his 15th medal by the French government and knighted. At the end of his life, Bullard was working as an elevator operator at Rockefeller Center and wore his medals on his uniform. A young adult book, this biography is based on previous books. One is strongly tempted to read more about this extraordinary fellow.